Ascension Villagers, this is Resident Services with another episode about all the nooks and crannies of Animal Crossing. With you today are from Iloilo, Seashore Grandpa, RJ, you whippersnappers, from Fantasy Key and Kumandra, untossable stylist Miranda.
Toss toss.
From Lollywood and Pizza Rizzo, sciency talent Casey.
Hello, have you seen my beakers? I'm getting better.
I know someone who's in your beakers. And from Harmonia, Thorny Walking Dictionary Adam.
저는 Adam 입니다.
Okay.
All right.
This is, yeah.
We're learning.
We love when Adam applies himself.
Yeah.
How's everyone doing so far? How are the vibes?
The vibes are good. I mean, I did talk to my dad earlier and he was like, are you sick? You don't sound good. And
oh,
I mean, so Virgil,
and you said, I'm just hungover.
Even though I'm 35 years old, I still said, oh, I don't know. My stomach hurts.
Virgil looking Oop. Out.
Mm-hmm. Virgil's looking out.
Colonel, you don't sound good.
How about your vibes, Miranda? Oh,
vibes are fine. Vibes are vibing. Famously, in 1 week, I'll be with you again.
Oh, that's right.
Coming down.
I feel insane knowing that Friday is when I'm putting in my 2 weeks. That feels crazy.
Do they know?
I don't think they know the date. I mean, if people asked, I've told them, but I'm not like hiding it or anything.
That
like
is
they've
crazy
known that I'm leaving for a while.
To me.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so crazy.
I cannot
RJ,
believe.
I was going to talk to you because Harv has to go into the office on Wednesday of next week. And I said, great, you can drop me off at Adam and RJ's and we can work in the same vicinity.
Yes, we love open concept, open office. Yes. When are you coming again?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
This is one thing I am not going to miss about you living in Florida is you forgetting literally every time. And I come down there quite often.
Quite often.
So the
but
fact that you forget every single
it's
time.
Next, it's next Sunday.
Next week. I am there in 1 week.
That's why we have to record early.
Oh.
Yes.
Because she has a flight to catch.
Oh my gosh. Catch flights, not feelings.
Orville's not going to wait for her.
Orville is not waiting.
No.
Oh, my God.
Got my Nook Miles ticket, and I'm ready.
I have my shovel. I have my net.
All my tools are packed.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Full pockets.
I'm ready
can't
to go.
Lose.
Gotta catch the local flora and fauna of Central Florida.
Yeah.
They should have alligators. They should have alligators in Animal Crossing. Like that
there
you can
are,
catch.
Sweetheart.
There are, Casey. Draco. What are you talking
there
about?
There are gators.
No, to catch.
Yeah, Draco is a dragon. Yeah. Oh,
like
well, there are
Adam
villagers.
Has.
I have
Alfonso.
Alfonso, the Alfonso. Alligator.
What is he a jock?
He's a lazy.
Oh,
he's a jock.
Alligators and crocodiles—they are kind of lazy, but when they're hungry, they fast.
They fast.
I saw one on
when
TikTok and
when
it scared
and
me.
She doesn't mean fast as in the verb. She means fast as in they
the
are
adjective.
Fast.
Yeah, yeah.
When they're hungry, they don't eat. They fast.
They're on a fast.
So I'm just going to jump off here from our last week.
I'm just going to jump off and leave. I'll
talk
to you guys later.
Go.
It's been lovely. Thank you all for your time.
I'm just going to jump off the call. Thanks.
So I decided that I would start trying to get Judy's photo.
Uh-huh. Oh, second. Yeah.
So I gave her, I think I started off with just a stack of pumpkins the day after we recorded. And then the next day, I gave her an iron wall lamp. And that girl gave me her photo.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Yes.
Wow, the service is fast.
So I'm pretty excited about that. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. So right now it's just like sitting outside her house. I'm like, this is you right
oh
here.
God.
But now I decided I'm going to try Skye since Skye has been with me for it's now over a year. She was famously the first villager to give me her photo of any of my villagers. So I'm going to try with her.
Do you have Skye standing at the front with a blue name tag because she's legacy now?
Yeah, she is.
Her job is to wave at visitors.
She's got a big giant mitt. Anytime somebody comes and lands on Fantasy Key, she's waving at everybody. She's the one, instead of me waving from up below, it's Sky. It's welcome. Sky.
She's got a basket of buttons.
Yes.
Is this your first time? Are you celebrating?
Do you have someone in a yellow shirt that was injured from their original role and they have to stand up front and just wave because they can't do anything else?
Yeah, because Sky.
Have you guys ever had to do that?
No,
I've known people that had to, though.
Yeah. Light duty.
Light duty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No. Just, you know.
I've never had surgery.
Yes, so. Literally. So, no, I've never had surgery or have been pregnant, so I couldn't.
Is that what happens?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
If you can't perform your job because of like an injury or surgery or something. That's why those people like stand at the front in like yellow shirts.
It's the yellow cartoon with the
Mickey cartoons. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if
it's
you're
like a vet, is there a vest?
Well,
or no, it's just a shirt.
It's just a shirt.
And if you're
it looks like super
into your pregnancy, you get to wear a
sack dress.
Yeah. It's like a blue dress.
Well, no, it's the color of the costume.
But it's just like this
sack dress that you put on over top, basically. Yeah. And you still wear the shirt underneath because it has like straps.
I'm glad there's a lot of overlap in our Disney fans and Animal Crossing.
I know.
Because anyone that like is strictly Animal Crossing would be like, huh? I don't understand
what they're talking about.
Like this Animal Crossing world.
Let's pull back for the listener. Walt Disney World is a set of
Walt
theme parks in Orlando.
Trains.
Yes, let's pull all the way back.
All the way back. 1909. 1901. In Chicago, Illinois.
Well, some news for me. I had like a whirlwind of just like villagers coming and going.
Just a revolving door.
I did have a revolving door. I had a campsite villager. I had Goldie, very famously a sweet.
Goldie Hawn,
yes. Mother of Kate Hudson. Mother of Wyatt Russell. And she asked for Blair, which was Blair and Gigi are my two snooties. And I was really hoping that she would ask for Gigi, but she asked for Blair. And I was like, fine, it's okay, because I technically still have Gigi as my other snootie. And I was just so mad because I was like, this frog will not leave this island.
I can't stand this frog anymore.
She's fine. Yeah, she's thriving. So Goldie moved in. Goldie is in boxes. And on the day Goldie was in boxes, I saw Gigi with thought bubbles. And then she asked to leave. I was like, oh my God. Well, I swear,
so
if
dramatic.
This had just happened 2 days before, I felt like she did it on purpose because she knew that I did want her to leave. So she was like, I'll make sure if I have to leave, I'll make sure no snooties can leave.
And it's inconvenient for you.
She's like,
I'm leaving on my terms.
On my terms. Which, you know what? Girl boss behavior. I can't judge girl boss Gigi for that. So now I am snootyless, and now I have three sweets that live in my island.
Oh. Who'd you get to fill Gigi's?
I had a campsite villager.
Are we just gonna go right there on campsite now?
Adam was like, you have to do who's at the campsite for this campsite villager, because we were both so shocked at who it was.
And that you agreed to do it.
And that I agreed to do it. And then Adam was like, well, you have to put this villager in your island now for the gag. So before I go into who's at the campsite, I just wanted to check if there's any other topics we wanted to talk, because famously, it's only been 8 minutes in this episode.
No, spring is sprung. We're trying to get outdoors. We're trying to enjoy the
outside. I know. This pandemic has really, the vaccines have really.
My mom is tired of me playing inside, so she told me to go outside and play with the kids across the street. So, you know, we're all trying to get out of the house.
Our vaccines have really messed up our topics for this.
Our time at home.
And I think mainly the fact that it's getting nicer outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I, I'm gonna have to villager hunt because Melba asked to leave, and I already have another koala, and Melba is a sweet, and I've got some sweets, and so I let her leave, and it was like right after her birthday. She just had a birthday, which I time traveled back to so that I could celebrate it. But she did last to leave, and so I let her. So today is my day for hunting.
Ooh.
Adam, did you just miss a birthday? Is that why you're gasping?
What's today?
The 6th?
The 18th.
The 18th.
I think it's tomorrow is someone's birthday, but I don't remember who. Because I looked at the thing on the community board, and then I got rid of it. Because I was like, okay.
Oh, I never delete them.
I never delete my community board.
Marty. Marty, one of the Sanrio characters,
Piper
just had a birthday. And you know what's funny about that? So Marty had a birthday on the 16th, and his, like, I guess, like, his, like, what would you call it? Their style icon, like, who they're, like, you know, representing. So Marty represents Pomperin, and Pomperin's birthday is on the 16th.
Oh, that's cute.
So I wonder if that means that, like, Rilla's birthday is November 1st.
Probably. Do you have the same birthday as Hello Kitty? Oh, we've talked
about this. Yes, we've talked about this before. We share the same birthday. Is this a joke?
No, as I said it, I remembered it.
Rilla's birthday is November 1st. So their birthday.
They do that.
So the that means you have to get rid of her. Yeah. Well,
I do still want to see what
it's
like.
I don't have Rilla.
Oh, okay. Or have Rilla in Vase's Island.
Good idea. Because Vase's birthday is famously December 1st.
Yeah. Famous.
But I would like to know what it's like when a villager and the player both have a birthday on the same day.
I guess you just like go to their house after.
Yeah, you go to their house and they're partying too.
But then do you give them a cupcake?
Because remember, you can give the birthday cupcakes the next day if people don't show up to the party. Because Casey had to give cupcakes the next day.
Yeah.
So did I.
That's true.
And so did Adam. Yeah.
So, Casey, if you ever want to get rid of Vladimir, I can take him.
Oh, is he your same birthday?
He's my same birthday.
And what's your social, RJ? What's your social? Does anyone match your social?
What's your mother's maiden name?
Yeah, what's your mother's maiden name? What was the first car you owned?
What's your standard passwords that you go to?
What was your high school mascot?
I will say, I mean,
it was the bull, wasn't it?
This is kind of just like a fun gag, but my password is a sequence of numbers that was on the drywall in the apartment that I grew up in from like...
You were...
6th to 8th grade.
He has an actual password. It's
and
very
it's a number
annoying.
Sequence.
I do know it, but it is very annoying that I have to like think about it.
Oh my gosh! That's fun.
Huh? Good. For
crack
you.
That, Hennies.
It's almost like when you go to make a new account, and then Apple will be like,
"Here's a suggested
password.
Yeah,
82 like, characters, no. 10 hyphens," and you're like. I will not know because
absolutely
some point,
not.
Apple will stop remembering that you gave me this, and then we'll just be sitting here together, like who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
I don't remember what password was. Did we play Animal Crossing this week?
I did not.
I famously have to go back and play on Commander.
Oh my god!
Oh, I do have something to share.
What? Tell us.
So because of my Invisalign, I cannot, bite my nails because my teeth are restrained. So I got my nails did, and they're kind of a mix between, Megan purple and Marina pink.
Oh.
This is your Animal Crossing conversation is you got your nails did and it kind of looks like colors of characters.
Well, it was funny because I was wearing my Megan shirt when I went, and it's like purple in her face, and I have my purple Crocs on, and I got purple nail polish and for my toes too, and the ladies go, "You like purple?" And I said, "Yes, I do."
Inspired.
I painted my nails this week because Disney just changed their policy on people wearing nail polish. So I have pink nails, and my left hand looks good because I'm right-handed, and my right hand does not look good.
So what Animal Crossing villager color of your nails associate with?
Flora, maybe?
I think it's a little too blush to be Flora.
Yeah. It's very blush. I actually don't know if there is a character that's this shade.
Maybe a fish or a sea creature?
Sure.
Like a zebra turkey fish, the pink stripe on a zebra turkey fish?
The pink stripe on a zebra turkey fish was my inspiration.
Great.
No, and then I looked up, so I did it, and then I was like, I just feel like I didn't do a good job. And then I looked up, like, how to paint your nails, and I was like, oh, I didn't do this right at all. Like, I didn't do... Apparently you're supposed to, like, do a base coat and then a top coat and...
I can't believe we're talking about painting nails.
Push back your cuticles, and I was like, oh, I didn't do any of that, sis. So,
oh, I mean,
I... I'm gonna do it again.
Yeah.
I told Adam, just get manicures at this
point.
Yeah,
it is nice to get a manicure because, they do all the work for you. They give you a little hand massage.
Sure.
And the gel last...
Who was like, you can't buy any more BTS merch because we're moving. But he wants me to go get a manicure every week.
I still have my gel from Charlie and Carl's wedding. My toes are fully, like, still.
Yeah, those toes. It takes the toes forever to go away. Mm-hmm.
It takes the toes. It takes toes.
Can we move on to the campsite? This is the worst episode we've ever
this
had.
This is, I think, by far the worst episode we've ever had.
This is the most casual, I'll say. Structured.
Because, yeah, I love it. I love it. This is what the fans want.
For anyone who never listened to the D-Pod, this was the D-Pod.
Yeah, if anyone was curious, like, oh, I didn't realize Adam and RJ had their own pod, it would be this. We would just... catch up on everything and be like, oh yeah, I guess we watched that one Disney nature film.
I will always remember listening to the D podcast.
Two men who live and spend every waking moment together. Oh, hi, how are you? Like, boo boo, I look at your stupid face every single day. We're thriving here.
Maybe this is a good, a good episode to have. I was talking last night to this gentleman that I've been talking to, and I mentioned I mentioned something about my podcast, and he was like, well, I don't know anything about Animal Crossing, so I don't know if I should listen. And I'm like, you don't need to know anything about Animal Crossing. Just like, it's just comedy. It's just fun.
It's comedy.
It's comedy.
What's comedy?
You've heard of Maria Bamford? This is all comedy.
So maybe he should listen to this episode because he'd be like, you guys didn't talk about Animal Crossing at all. It's great.
Yeah. Wait, no, I got someone to subscribe to the pod. So someone in my BTS Army group who I'm on there, I do their podcast every Wednesday. We do like a BTS chat. And she just bought a Switch and she was like, she posted a photo on Facebook and I was like, oh, you have to subscribe and listen. And she was like, I just subscribed. And I was like, oh, I didn't actually think you did. So
wait, we do have a topic.
Jojo.
Oh, hi, Jojo. Jojo also subscribed to the Food Rocks channel. Yes. So hi, Jojo.
Jojo is a Patreon supporter of RJ's Food Rocks.
Yes.
Wow.
We stan Jojo.
We stan. Wait, Casey, we do have a topic to talk about. Little Miss Nintendo.
No, that was going to be my town hall.
Town hall. Okay. Great. Well, can we cut that? Your town hall.
RJ, yeah. You're going to have fun editing this podcast.
I know.
Well, at least you have more than 12 hours this time.
Yeah.
Honestly, this campsite's going to take a minute because there's a lot to
look at. Okay. Let's jump into it.
Roar! Roar! Who's in my campsite? Roar! Roar! Okay. So this week's special edition of Who's at the Campsite.
You never, RJ, click share screen.
Oh,
right,
I never remember where the
green one
is. Very special because, like I said, this was an actual campsite villager. Can I expand it so that it's bigger? No, I don't think so.
It's big.
Well, you
for
did
us.
It now. I got it.
Oh, yeah. It's big for us.
Okay. Because, yeah, this campsite was an actual villager that visited me in my hour of need. And it was so crazy because it was literally Gigi's empty lot. And then Isabel said, we have someone in the campsite. And so I was like, wow, I was fully ready to just start villager hunting for a dreamy. But I was like, well, you know what? Let me give this villager a chance. And boy, this villager got the chance of a lifetime, because I am sure this villager has been turned away numerous times.
He's been visiting campsites for a while.
Yeah.
We'll say that.
That's my guess. So we're going to do something a little bit different, and we're going to do a little blind item to tease. So I'm going to show you some information about this villager first to try and like guess what this villager will be.
Oh, I like this. A guessing game.
So we'll start with...
It's more of a reveal.
We'll start with this villager's catchphrase, which is whiskers.
Okay.
And this villager's phrase on their picture is fashion first.
Work.
Based on this information, what... villager type, what villager species do you think this is?
I'm gonna say a cat.
I would also say a cat. Probably snooty. A snooty cat.
A snooty cat, yeah.
Snooty cat.
Snooty cat. Okay.
That's for you, Miranda.
That's for you, Miranda.
Oh my gosh, I get the reference.
Very niche content.
Miranda,
here.
You should recreate the Friends coffee shop or something.
I did, girl.
She did remember her basement.
I know. I need to update my dream address. Maybe that's what I'll do, and we'll have something to talk about next week.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got Snooty Cat as our current guest. All right. Guess, so next, I'm going to show you this villager's house, exterior and interior, and you let me know if our guesses still remain the same. We've got.
Do I know who this? No, I don't.
So let's describe the exterior. It's a slate gray thatch roof.
Yeah.
On like white masonry with like a brown trim around the masonry and a blue wooden door.
Blue door with the
I do like that color of door. That's a nice blue door.
That's a nice boulder.
So inside we have the blue like quilted crown wallpaper with the like chair rail, like marble on the bottom.
Very good.
A grandfather clock, a coat rack, one lone den desk, and a leather chair.
This is a psychiatrist's office.
A document. Yeah,
this is an classic. Office this is sure. Freud's psychiatrist.
This
office.
Is Freud's psychiatrist.
For sure.
Yes. A couch, an antique table, and a phonograph.
Phonograph, sure.
And nothing
the
else.
The stack of papers on the desk.
It's the document stack for me, honestly. Yeah. This villager is like, I have papers to sign.
If you've ever,
I have to notarize a stack of things.
Yeah,
to
this
notarize.
this is a lawyer.
If you've ever walked into a villager's house and you were like, it's actually hard to get around this house and there are places I cannot go.
Yeah, like Audie so has furniture. Like a little kitchen and then she has Audie's is like all over the
you
place.
You will never have that experience.
You'll never have this
person's house.
You know how lots the villager, if there's room. A person visiting, they chase them or whatever. This villager would not have any issue running around.
Nothing in their way.
Nothing in their way. Right. It's very reminiscent of Raymond's, actually, with his, like, just
this is like Raymond's cousin or something. Like
Raymond's grandma.
This is, no, Raymond's grandpa. And he does all of the paperwork for Raymond. Whenever Raymond's office is audited, this person, this animal helps him out. And
this is absolutely notary public.
Yeah.
On the side.
Where's the notary stamp on the desk?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do we have any updates?
Yeah. Are we updating your guesses?
This is unfair, honestly, because
Adam was there in the moment when he's. Yeah, he saw.
This is hard because now I'm like, I was thinking it was a snooty, but I just don't feel like this is feminine enough for
maybe. A smug, because I think the fashion first greeting or whatever
is really throwing
aesthetic is not it for me.
This is not fashion first, honey.
No.
This is somebody's fashion.
Someone's fashion.
Yeah,
an
but
old fashioned.
A smug, I feel like, would also be interested in fashion. maybe.
Absolutely.
But I'm having some issues trying to think of male cats besides like Bob.
And Raymond.
Because I don't know. Bob and Raymond, those are the two male cats I know.
Yeah.
Oh, this is hard. Can you tell us how far off we are?
you got the personality.
You got the personality type.
Okay.
You do not have the animal type correct.
Who else has? Who else would talk about whiskers?
It's not what you think. I'll say that.
Oh,
it is a reference to their own facial features.
Oh. Is it a dog?
Someone have a mustache?
Miranda.
Is it a lion?
Okay, so just say your final guesses and
final guess. Wait, you said personality type was right when we changed it to smug.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
So give your final guess for the species, and then we will reveal in the next slide.
I'm going to say a smug lion.
Okay.
I'll say a smug dog just to like mix it up a little bit.
That would have been my second.
Miranda, Casey, and to the listeners who are imagining the visuals right now, which we will say we post these presentations on the Facebook group, Resident Services Co-op, so you can look there.
We don't put them on Insta.
No, I guess we should. Yeah, it's too hard. I don't want to do it. Miranda and Casey, I would love to introduce to you my newest villager in Iloilo, the one, the only, Beardo.
Beardo! Oh,
he's cute!
Is he?
He's such a like Willy Loman.
Oh, wow. My God.
That is the name I did not expect Casey to say. Yeah. I will say that.
You laughed, and so then it made me think that I had it wrong.
No, it's correct. Willy Loman, yes.
Yeah, Death of a Salesman.
Death of a Salesman, yes. Hardworking American man.
Yeah.
Willy Loman.
Arthur Miller. He's kind of cute. Miller.
Oh. I'm kind of.
Like, I don't understand why he's blue.
I love that he's blue.
So, let's explain to the listeners. Adam, go
Beardo,
ahead.
Beardo, for our gentle listeners who are not seeing what we're seeing. Beardo is a blue bear with
like
a
Megan
beard.
Without a beard.
Does not have a beard. He has a mustache and he has mutton chops.
Yeah.
He also has kind of like a stank face, like his eyebrows are a little furrowed. Mm-hmm. And he also is wearing mascara, but only on his bottom lashes, not on his top lashes.
It's a look.
Fashion first.
It's giving me like spooky clown energy.
And a chin. He's got a prominent chin. There's like a light fuzz of a chin. His default clothing is a tweed jacket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very, very Freud energy.
But Casey, look at that. Luxurious coat on his belly.
Patch of fur underneath the jacket.
That I think is.
I like that.
The most
I want to see him in like the crop top.
I want to see it all. I want
to
see.
Yeah,
it
can you take him to Harv's Island for me and dress him up?
Do a little dress up.
Well,
Casey, your wish is my command. No. So when. When we saw him in this, we were like, okay, I can see it. I get the gag.
Also, he has no, I want to be clear, he's bald on top. So it's just
he is bald on top, but he has mutton chops. So I was like, okay, how does this look? So we asked him to do a little twirl, and I did provide, I was like, what is the most revealing clothing? So I picked a tube top for Miss Beardo.
How did you know?
That's so funny.
Beardo is wearing Beardo is wearing a brown tube top in this screen capture. Like a dark, a maroon, you know.
It's the same, it's almost the same color as his facial, his facial hair and his belly hair. It's almost
a match. It is
true. So he looks truly nude.
Just alive.
Honestly, I would be like, oh, he's wearing a corset. Oh, got it. He's doing a corset in a bodysuit.
But you can see, we can assume now, safely assume that that fuzzy belly is like a full chest, like classic teddy bear, like that full circle.
I wish we could see them without clothes. Like,
Build a Bear, do you hear us?
Yes.
Just the bears. I don't need to worry about all the other villager types, but like the bears, because they're, I only think of teddy bears when I see their body
it's like
shape.
We're used to seeing them nude.
I can see you nude. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
But look at the shape of the hair, the mutton chop cloud.
Yeah. Yeah. The back is so like.
It's like piping.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's like piping on a cake.
You need to give this villager a little hat, like a fedora. I think he would rock a fedora.
I did give him a detective's cap.
There you go.
And I gave him a detective coat because I think that fits the whole aesthetic. The whole energy.
Yeah.
So Beardo, I would love to share. The fans love Beardo.
Fans all around the world.
The fans love Beardo.
I'm already loving him.
And they love to draw Beardo.
They love to draw Beardo. Fans love to draw Beardo.
I thought this was the fan art section. The real life fan art.
Oh, no. We have three more slides, sweetheart.
Oh, dear.
Fans love Beardo. I think it's because he is very unapologetically
queer,
I think. Only, you know, like based on his Whiskers catchphrase and his fashion first mantra.
I cannot get over fashion first. I
suggest a very first. Like queer personality, even though he is 50, 70 years old.
This bear is at least 66 years old.
And he's not retiring anytime soon.
So the fans love, because of that aspect about Beardo, the fans love to ship Beardo with other queer villagers.
Okay.
And so as I was doing my research, there were two main villagers that they that fans love to kind of pair Beardo with. And so we're going to analyze the two relationships and see who we think will be a stronger match.
Okay.
So the first one, I guess I didn't realize was a queer villager until seeing the art, is Pietro, which I guess
absolutely.
Yeah. I've never had Pietro, so I wouldn't know. But
is Pietro also smug?
Yep.
Okay.
So here is the romance of Beardo and Pietro. Oh, wrong slide. Wrong window.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. I can literally. Oh no. Okay.
So okay. In this artist's rendition.
The middle photo is the only acceptable photo for me.
I don't Everything like the one on the left, but I don't like the top part of the one on the left. I just like.
I'm going to say these are both probably. Yeah, they're both from the same artist. Yeah, but this artist has redrawn Pietro and Beardo so that Pietro is like a circuit gay and Beardo is like a romance novel steampunk era like man. They have very human features. Pietro has a star on his nipple.
Can we say nipple on the pot?
Yeah, nipple is PG, I think. Mm-hmm. And Pietro has almost the same color of nails as Adam does, a little richer. But on the right, they have drawn them in more like at home, so in the booth.
In the boudoir.
Yeah, how do you
in
feel about this? Bare chested Beardo.
I like it.
I know you do.
I would read this novel. I would read this novel.
Here's what I will say. I like Pietro's harem pants on the right. I think those are
cute. Me too. Yes.
Yeah, his pants.
Those are cute. Mm-hmm.
That's a good like interpretation of his like clown, that jester energy. Clown.
Yeah.
Jester flop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, what is he holding up in that?
It's one of those like clown tools where it's like the rope and there's like a yo-yo type thing.
Yeah,
okay. And they're balancing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Pietro is like a struggling actor, maybe. Like maybe he just like busks on the like
he's,
for.
He's
can
in
you
the
can
circus,
is, can you be can you busk without music? What do you call when you just like are performing? You know, like on the subway platform. That's like what Pietro's
performer?
Doing.
Yeah, he's
a street performer.
And Beardo is giving me full like archaeologist vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get Beardo, like Ron Swanson vibes from
yeah,
these
a little bit.
Beardo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beardo is the one that's makes a salary. He's a little overworked, but he does it all for Pietro to give Pietro a good life.
Yeah. I agree.
Because Pietro is like his free-spirited, like, you know.
Lover.
Yeah. This is and the one in the middle is soft femme energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The one in the middle is very, the most, yeah, PG. They're just
my
like
favorite.
Hanging out.
Yeah, they're like fishing.
Mm-hmm.
So the other pairing. Oh. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, who's this other pairing?
Yeah.
So the other pairing is more, I guess, like traditional in a way. They found a different villager that also had a mustache and kind of like paired them together.
Okay.
So they paired him with Gaston, who is a bunny with a big mustache, just as rich and fluffy as Beardo's.
Oh.
It's like two gruff men. This is more like. They own a home in Palm Springs, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is Ian McKellen and his husband.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Yes.
Very that.
I think them and the barbershop together is so cute.
I know. Mm-hmm. I saw that digital artwork and I was like, this is actually well made.
So well done.
So Beardo is giving Gaston a shave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's a sketch of Beardo sipping hot chocolate, thinking of how beautiful Gaston is, and then another one where they're cuddling.
Cuddling.
Like... What's wrong with Beardo's eye?
Oh yeah, what is wrong with his eye?
What do you mean?
In the first,
see? In
the
cuddling. I think
in
he's
the
like
cuddling
winking.
One.
He's like, I'm so elated to be with him that my eyes are closed, but I'm peeking open to see if it's true.
To watch him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that picture makes me a little uncomfortable.
I think Gaston's cranky.
Okay. He looks so mad in that barbershop picture, and it's so funny to me.
Yeah, like he doesn't want to get the shave, but Beardo's like, but you need it.
I kind of like the Pietro matching a little bit more just because I like the narrative of.
I like the
they
contrast.
Kind of help each other. Yes, they help each other out. Like, Pietro's free-spirited nature helps loosen up Beardo, and Beardo's
it brings out it brings out something in Beardo.
Yes.
I think. Yeah.
Well, I think this is like the interesting thing is like in the Pietro relationship, Beardo is clearly like the mask one, but if you go back to the Gaston one, Gaston because he's cranky
is the masculine
one, and Beardo's
one.
The more feminine. So I think that's fun.
Yeah, because I think, you start to see Beardo's soft side with Gaston.
And especially because Gaston is a cranky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Gaston's always mean mugging.
Always.
So that.
Cutting off the G's on the ends of words that end in ing.
So that's the story of Beardo. And I think, I'm not going to lie, you guys have turned me around into like, I think he'll thrive in Ilo Ilo.
I think you've turned me on to Beardo.
Oh my god!
Well, you only went with Beardo because, well, A, who's in the campsite, but you didn't have a smug.
I didn't have a smug.
And I said it would be good content for the pod.
Mm-hmm. I think he's content that will keep on giving. It is funny that
I mean,
the bear
with that
is kind of like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, I feel like the bears kind of do that, don't they? Like
the bears do it to us. The bears yeah, do I it. Mean, yeah. Just seeing Megan still around my island is just like brightens up my day.
The one thing I don't get about bears as Animal Crossing villagers is there's a very weird niche in deviant art where they like to make them like really fat.
Do you remember yeah. Megan?
Do you remember the Megan picture?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I found a picture of Beardo in the same fashion, just like really huge.
Giant.
Like a just a circle.
Like this and is like hippo. He looks like
he Violet Beauregard.
Like, yes, he looks like Violet. Yes. Very that.
But and also his coloring isn't correct. I'm yeah. a little annoyed that they didn't even try to match the like teal.
But then yeah. his feet yeah. on this comic we're looking, it says, say, you wouldn't happen to know if the Abel sisters make bigger suits whiskers, which, Beardo, you're right. You're absolutely right. I don't
yeah,
know.
Because
we should be questioning.
Yeah, because Megan definitely needs a longer dress.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I don't, this is not as bad as the Megan one, but I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm not.
But you know what? It's not my community, so I can't relate. But there is a community.
There is. Yeah, there's an audience out there for it.
There's an audience for that. But that's Beardo.
I'm glad you invited him.
Yeah. You'll have to give us updates. Mm-hmm. Maybe post some photos on the Instagram every once in a while of him and his tube top. You have to post him and his tube top on the Instagram.
Beardo Watch 2021.
Yeah,
I think we should have like we should kind of keep a running list of like who are our top watched villagers. So Megan and Beardo are currently in there, but if we get any more memeable villagers, we'll keep track.
Are bears and cubs the only one that are technically the same, but one is just the younger version? Is there any other villager
cows and type? Bulls?
Yeah, I guess that's just male and female though. But yeah,
birds and chickens.
Birds, chickens, and ostriches.
Birds, chickens, and ostriches.
So many. What are birds called? Avian?
Yes.
Well, no one else knew, so now I don't feel bad for being dumb.
They're called self-possessed.
Some of us are too busy thinking about ourselves to think about the birds.
The birds. Yeah. Feed the birds. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, it's time to go to our town hall. That sound means it's time for the town hall. This is when your resident representatives get 1 minute to address their island villagers in proclamation. Casey went first last time, so I will not pressure her. Adam, do you have one?
Yeah.
Great. Adam, your town hall starts now.
Attention villagers, specifically Nintendo. This past week, you came after our dear resident representative design person, Casey, co-host, and had her remove four more designs? Three designs.
Three.
One of them being our logo, Resident Services. Girl, you don't own the image of a leaf with a circle cut out of it. That's not a thing. Okay? I want to make that very clear. You might actually own that. I don't know for sure. But it's rude. And if you're going to take down our merch, then create merch for us to still sell. Does that make sense? Like, if you're going to remove merch, I still want to be able to buy this merch. That's it.
And that's 1 minute. Nintendo, please acquire our podcast.
Right. Pay us yeah. to talk about your stupid game.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, then we won't ever ask to sell a shirt again if we're on Nintendo's payroll.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's an easy buyout. Well,
easy.
I'll make
me $20. Have it. Amazing.
I'll make playing Animal Crossing my full-time job.
we'd be a little more interesting in weekly episodes. That's for sure. Mm-hmm.
The quality of episodes, I'm sure, will be a lot better. Yeah, what a gag.
We just spent 20 minutes talking about a tertiary villager named Beardo. We are giving you quality content, Nintendo.
Yeah.
People are buying Switches because of us. Specifically, we ourselves.
We ourselves.
Yeah, there's been, I don't know. Yeah, it's just, it's all kind of a gamble with, you know, like posting artwork to TeePublic, because it just depends on how they're feeling, because there's still 9 designs that they have not touched. Dreamy Megan is still available.
Right, the fact that we have those, and then they're like, oh, this podcast logo with this leaf, down, take it down.
Yeah.
And also,
because it's like the house. It's like the house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is Resident Services. Maybe because they have a Resident Services.
Honestly, I'm mostly upset. Resident Services is the easiest one to talk about because it's the one that's obviously upsetting. Mm-hmm. They took down my kid shirt.
They took down kid.
I bought it, so it's fine.
Yeah.
And I have it. But I was going to start a kid cult, you know, leader of a cult.
Yeah, and also, my other shop, like my other service that like was printing my phone cases, they came down on me for my phone case of that has like all of the little like Animal Crossing icons. They're like,
don't
this
these
is
companies realize yeah, they're like, we're this in the is middle Nintendo. Of a pandemic. Like, let these little guys make a little extra cash, you know?
Yeah, I was making like $2 on it. Like, come on. Like,
the other thing too is like, this is genuine what I'm saying. If you want to, if you're like, this money is taking away from us because whatever, make more Animal Crossing merch. We'll buy it.
Yeah. Don't yeah, we're sitting in line for a Build-A-Bear that mine still has not arrived.
Yeah, and also like, we want to celebrate all the characters.
Yeah.
Hello?
Give us 300 something merch. Right.
Yes.
Yeah,
and represent
you.
Each
That's
one.
Not hard.
So well, much we'll buy much a Brofina shirt for the gag.
I would absolutely bet that a lot of Animal Crossing fans would pay more for specific villagers. Like, I understand that to keep costs down, you want to make, like, you want to choose the most popular. But if they were like, you can pay $60 and you will get a Beardo, which you know will never be made again, most people would do it if they really wanted a Beardo.
Yeah. This is why the fans have to make this. This is why Etsy is booming with this kind of stuff. Because they want it and someone is willing to make it because Nintendo is too busy sending out, you know,
cease and desist.
Yeah.
Rather than get a contract together. Get Beardo to write up the contracts and, you know, start making
He already
this
has
stuff.
The template. He's
got the document stack.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's ready.
Put Beardo to work.
Yes.
He ready. Yeah.
Okay. Miranda, would you like to go next?
Sure, I'll go.
Miranda, your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers. Attention, Gulliver. It has been over a year since you've washed up onto my beach every now and then. I know. It has been over 30 times. I know it. Where is my golden shovel DIY recipe? I cannot even get over it. I feel like you're there at least once a week and I always help you. I never forget to help you. I just want the golden shovel. I have all of my other golden tools. I need this stupid DIY. So if it is not the next time you are on Fantasy Key, I'm never helping you again, and I will figure out another way. I will pay $1.30, go to another treasure island, and get my DIY myself. Because this is garbage. You are garbage. I do nothing but help you. Give me the recipe. Thank you.
And that's 1 minute. Gulliver is garbage.
Garbager. Do you think you are maybe counting Gulliver?
No, I'm not counting Gulliver. I am not.
Isn't there a stamp on
Isn't there a stamp so it would tell you how far you are?
Yeah, I've got all of those. Oh. But it only so I filled up all of the Nook miles on the Gulliver stamp.
Hmm. How far does it go?
Not to 30. I don't know how many it is.
This is a scam.
Do you guys have your?
No.
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. Well,
half the time
I only have slingshot and water. Water can.
Water. Golden watering can.
Yeah, girl. I'm not staying up to catch a golden trout or whatever.
Girl, if I can do it, anyone can.
No, that's a lie. You do it on the first day that they're available.
Lies.
If I can do it.
If Adam can do it, anyone can. But Adam
can do it. Yeah, there you go. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
I don't know what the.
Like, Adam made it to a 3-star island and a 5-star island. So if he can do that, then anyone can. But yeah, but the golden tools.
No, ma'am.
No.
No, they're not working.
I'll never catch a stringfish, and that's fine. I can live with that.
Well, I found some of my fishes on Treasure Island. Because the Treasure Islands, you can pick up. They're all sitting out, and they're in a little baggie, and you can pick them up of each fish type.
That's not possible.
It is.
That's wild.
It is for $1.30.
So I have a list going because I got to go back to an island.
Miranda, so I don't Gulliver, think you could have gotten Gulliver 30 times yet.
I can look after we record, which will not help right now, but I've had the third Nook Miles, which is helping Gulliver 20 times for quite some time now. But again, I don't know if that Nook Miles counts Gulliver and Gullivar.
I think it counts Gullivar.
Either way.
My friend was complaining about this.
It's been a year.
It's been over a year. Give me this stupid recipe.
If you think about it, like if he was there once a week, that's 52 times.
I mean, he hasn't always been here once a week.
Yeah, that's
but I feel like lately he has been.
Get the list. Get the list of all his items and then go to your library and figure out.
But you get duplicates. Sometimes he'll just give the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, like I have two Sphinx. Yes.
I have two samurai headbands or whatever.
I feel like I get a lot of the headbands multiple times.
I know. I don't care. I don't want. Give me more Easter Islands.
Give me the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Be friends to my America and gift me the Statue of Liberty for the centennial.
I don't want another coin headdress. Girl, I already have one. My God. I'll go.
RJ, your time starts now.
Attention, villagers. I know I think sometimes I talk myself as if I'm like better than everyone in this island in Iloilo. But I will be the first to admit that I'm not better than you. I have flaws too. As we've mentioned previously in old podcasts, I have self-diagnosed like vertigo where I can't see depth. I can't see depth. And so I would like to drag myself for putting Goldie's house not flush up against the cliff. So now there's just an awkward strip of land behind Goldie's house against the cliff that I unfortunately had to climb up the cliff, climb down so that I could fill it in. But like, get your eyes checked. Everyone needs to get their annual eye exams and make sure you are healthy. And eat carrots. Beta carotene is good for your eyesight as well.
That's 1 minute.
That is what's so hard about the moving houses.
Yeah.
I always expect
there is some like the houses specifically, because I think of the roof, like sometimes there is like a non-seen like barrier around it. So that's why I was like, okay, then I think this makes sense, because then I still wouldn't be able to access that back part. But really, when you have that grid that they show, that's the grid. So if you're not, if that grid isn't flush against whatever, there will be space. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. When I because all of my villagers in Fantasy Key are like in a development type of thing. And when I a moved suburb, them all.
Absolutely.
A suburb. The suburb of Fantasy Key, which adventure
is there an
land.
HOA?
What? Yes.
An HOA fee?
Very expensive.
$4 a year.
A picture. A year.
I went down and I put down like the design blocks in a 4x4 so I knew exactly. So when the grid did pop up, I could see that they were above the blocks. Because I was like, I'm not doing this, because it happened so many times where I was like, this is literally like one row up that I wanted. Because I'm just incapable.
The worst part about moving houses is then if you just get it one row off, you have to move it to an entirely different location and then move
and then
it
put
again.
It back.
You can't move it like a spot.
Yeah, you have to do a move and then move back.
Yep.
That's 100,000 bells. Just done.
Yeah. That's like me when I fell asleep moving my museum.
Hundred thousand bells or 16 cents from Etsy. You know, either way. Whatever you however you divide that.
All right, Casey.
All right.
Ready to close the show. Casey, your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers. I just want to give a shout out to the Able sisters. I talk poorly about them a lot because there are still some practices that I'm not, you know, super fond of, mainly, you know, the add to cart situation. But you know what? I love that I can run in there at 8:59 and you'll let me stay in there till 9:15 if I need to. If I'm still looking at things, I'm still trying on stuff, you never pull a Timmy and Tommy and go, oh, excuse me, Casey, it's 10 p.m. and we are closing. And then they kick you out. Miss Mabel. Mabel? Mabel and Sable? Right? Why is no one... Okay. She lets me stay for as long as I want. And I, for that, I salute you. Thank you.
And that's been a minute and a half. Thank you so much.
No, it was a minute and five.
It was a minute and five.
Sorry, I
will say Timmy and Tommy do have bedtimes to make, so...
Well, maybe they should. No. Like, just let. If
no,
I'm in there.
No, I am on Timmy and Tommy's side. It is nice that the Able sisters do this, but as someone who has worked in the service industry for absolutely way too long,
yes.
Go to hell. Literally,
yes.
Don't ever come
you
to my
showing up
again.
A minute before close.
I'm gonna
I've already
in
slept.
The shirt that you bought. I apologize. Girl. You're going to want to timestamp that. I hate you.
Hey, if I get to the if I get to the attraction 1 minute before close, I can still get in line.
And that's fine because that's our policy. But it should not be expected.
That's true. I just wanted to give a really nice, hearty shout out to my girls for not rushing me.
I am surprised. Because
they know the customer is always right.
Oh, my God. I am surprised that the game, I thought the coding would essentially be the same. That it would be the same for the shop in the store. That's so strange.
And because I kind of tested it before too. So I left, I got out of the dressing room and then I kind of walked around and then I went back to the dressing room and it's definitely like 9:05 and she's like, trying something on? Great. And I go back in.
Are you sure? Are you sure it was the correct time? Because I know you TT a lot, so I think you might get confused on what day you're on and what time.
No, because as soon as I leave, it's dark. Like when I leave,
yeah, the windows are dark.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. They turned off the lights.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Resident Services. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ResidencePod. We also have video content coming in the future through the Ampliverse YouTube channel. You can subscribe on youtube.com/theampliverse. You can also join our Resident Services co-op where we share dream addresses, tips and tricks, trade items and villagers, and so much more. That's at facebook.com/groups/resident-services-co-op. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen. And while you're there, be sure to give us a 5-star rating or review so we can get our lilies of the valley. I wish I had better news, but I don't. We do not have a new review once again. So everyone gets 1 minute to be mean to Casey.
We're not even motivated to make these episodes like any sort of entertaining.
I won't play the game again until we get a review.
Until we get a new review, Beardo will be at home doing nothing.
Not wearing a tube top.
I will be putting I'm putting a fence in front of Beardo's door. He is not going to leave. Until I get a new review to read. Boris in his butt. So if you love the show, you can review wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Have you ever checked?
I did.
Is it there?
No. I just checked before we started.
Yeah, but that's the other place you can leave reviews, right?
Audible. I think Google Podcasts you can. Yeah, Spotify can't. But if you did leave us a review, you get a sticker, a Resident Services sticker. Nintendo can't stop those. So
yeah, those are printed in house, honey.
Those are in house, honey. If you do have a town hall that you would also like to share, or you want to ask us a question,
go ahead, do it.
Go ahead, do it. You can visit theampleverse.com, click the Resident Services logo, and you can leave a voice message or write in our comment box, and we'll play it in our episode. Miranda, Casey, Adam, as always, thank you for joining me this week.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Tell Beardo I said hi.
Oh, honey. Tell him yourself.
Come on over.
Thanks, everyone. This has been Resident Services. We're signing off.
This is a bell.
Upstairs.
She's busy. She's busy. Our new theme music is Animal Crossing New Horizons Closed on Sunday Lo-Fi Remix. Thanks to them for letting us use it. Find their music on Spotify, SoundCloud, or YouTube under Closed on Sunday. To contact, DM them on Instagram at Closed on Sunday with 2 Y's at the end.
Discovering voices, building worlds, the Ampliverse.